One, two, one, two, one, two, pa 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 pa, cu cu cu, bi bi bi, chu chu chu.
Look out, kid, it's your heart. You don't have to play the part they wrote for you. Just be true. There are things that you could do that no one else on earth could ever do. But I can't teach you, I can't teach it to you. Look out, kid, trust your mind.
Benvenuti amici e amiche a una mezz'oretta di Radio Antidoto da Taitung con lo zio Fred, come al solito nel bordello assoluto. Sono qui nello studio, ci sono, per fortuna siamo in parecchi, questi giorni non ci siamo sentiti perché eravamo in parecchi. Non sono più da solo, c'è Re con me, c'è Peppino, siamo tutti qua indaffaratissimi, ultima settimana di lavoro prima dell'esibizione. Sono arrivati anche altri artisti con un sacco di roba, si è portati un sacco di roba, non si capisce bene cosa, ma insomma c'è roba. E cose da fare, chi si mette di qua, chi si mette di là, chi fa, chi dice. E io mi sono messo qui a fare un po' di radio perché c'ho da strologare un pochettino in che modo mettere assieme un nastro da far girare in un corridoio. Ecco, questi sono i problemi dell'artista oggi come oggi. Il nastro nel corridoio, che okay. Allora ho pensato, faccio un po' di prove, e siccome devo fare un po' di prove, tanto vale che le faccio in radio, tanto vale che lo dico. E così è uscita fuori l'idea di mandarvi un pochettino di suoni e di cose, come al solito. Passiamo a questa traccetta, ecco qua, treno e buon viaggio con me. Mi potete sempre trattenere o dialogare sulla chat Radio Antidoto, io tolgo la mia voce, gioco un po' e poi vediamo che esce fuori, va? Vediamo.
我包好了，你不给我，不要那包。我这个加工太少。你包，哎，安尼上少，安尼袂好啊。我结婚，我爱请人吃饭，你包一块是要安怎？无可能，哎呀。我得再做呢。一块，我只有给他一块。啊，我虽然是你家亲人，那个无给他一块。啊，无你给他偌济？
给他了噻，我给他，我要看你诚意啊，诚意啊，你都还没给我们了，那诚意我给你那个二哥弟，我给你那个，你那个二哥弟没有？我们这再次变成热闹了哈，乡下该整了，现在，太巧了。
I like countryside because it feels more familiar to me.
E di qua te si sa?
Io sono
You can tell her that my family as well from the city moved to the countryside. And now we have horses. Because my father likes to ride horses.
The summer of 1945, in the second chapter of the Book of the Law, Hadid says, I am the flame that burns in every heart of man and in the core of every star. I am life and the giver of life, yet therefore is knowledge of me, the knowledge of death. And these words to me are very evocative of the summer of 1945 and serves a suitable introduction to our main character. Jack Parsons, I think it was Richard Metzger who called him the James Dean of the occult.
It's very hard to find pictures of my father because it's always
other people. He's just
it's not very
failure.
Good.
We can read all about him and his extraordinary life and the Babylon working in these quite well-known books. Chances are a number of you will already be familiar with them. I heartily recommend reading them.
Cazzo. Make a little album with the pictures of my father. I have too many pictures. I wanted to show my horse, but can't find it. Yeah, my father has horses since I was a very little kid. So I grow up going from Rome to the countryside every Saturday and Sunday to go with a horse.
Yeah. I am good with horses.
You drive a horse?
Yeah. I can.
And what were you Why were you talking?
Because in that area of Italy, we had a lot of cows. And there are mountains, so you use the horse to gather the cows. And you also use the horse to ride with the chariot.
没了。
那个哪？
哦，多少岁？
六岁啊。
多少岁？多少岁？
啊，你好，六十八岁啊。
哎呀，
我是讲，咱们这边我弄几只让贝贝听的哦。
我嘛
有
八岁。我跟你说，谢谢。
明白哈？你要喝吗？
呀，也是，也是。
哦，那里有啊，这里有一瓶，那个牛奶。
No no no， 我买了，我买了，感谢。
你别听话呀。
谢谢。
你别听嘛，
没拿，哦对，
是对，
哎呀，
我嘛是都对啦，
哎呀，对也好啦，
但是我拢去后面爱看了，做工课人领啦，
嗯，那你老老好人领啦，
真的哦，不紧啦，我是讲你比较好，你其实，
不紧啦，
你要不要？不要，不要，人去放了，
好。
Blues.
The blues.
Yeah. Wait.
I'm going to go to the
house. I'm going to go to the house. I'm going to go to the house.差不多啦，人较侪，
但是恁妈拢伫港口的所在尔。安
尼哈，
系啊。
啊，阮是拢即马都爱去远啊，我今仔日无去啦，因今仔空闲哩，叫因阿公去。你这是挂啥？
这是挂环呐。
啊。
甲迄鱼糕同款啊！
阮遮台湾人无人在挂这呢。
即马都坐啊！
你啊？
嗯，你啊？
我唔捌挂。我们做龙的，做这个。
你可以有那个不同的回答。
哦。好，好，我想一下。
都可以
讲。你是恁恁爸爸妈妈在做啥？
哇，这
去上班？
哎呀，在上班呐、啊。哦。
在
做啥？
背后还要赚钱啊。
赚钱啊，赚钱好。
不赚钱都无饭好食吼。
系、哦、啊。
对啊。
对哦。
我嘛是做工作室人，我嘛是爱赚钱。
嗯。
然后在收成就介好啦。
系啊。
啊，即马还袂咧收咧。
还袂咧收啊？未收了啊？
有时有，啊有时搁包围搁较慢。
哦。你讲。顶礼拜不是台落雨吗？
嘿，落雨。
啊，你还未收好，安尼会使吗？
不要紧，落好天，好天，阮就会当收啊。
哦，我是惊讲迄雨水安尼。
雨水无，那落雨，阮就无爱做。嗯。嘛爱有无雨才做啦，你有落雨做唔？做咱就规身躯淡落落啊。
我是惊讲迄水果会歹去啊。
袂啦，袂
袂吼，
你袂看啦。歹
去就好啦。
啊，有时会落啊，啊，有时就袂落安尼啊。
嗯。
啊，恁爸爸妈妈拢做啥？上班。
嘿啊，上班。
太好啊。
嗯，我嘛唔在做啥。
啊，阮做农的啦。
嗯。
爱做工啦。
嗯，做工。
做工。哦，恁爸查恁妈拢在上班的哈。
嗯。
哦，恁太好啊。
拜拜啊。我妈妈搁咧做诶，我阿妈做护士，
做护士，
护士，
护士，护士，
嗯，看护啦，
看护，
嗯，照顾病人诶，护士，嗯，不是护士啊，
我们是做护士。
She became, she was a poet, a good poet. And she became, went to Alexandria of Egypt and became Muslim, turned Muslim. But she was also feminist and an anarchist. I find it really interesting combinations. I have to dig a little. This, for example, this is on the idea of people about their own life. What does what you say mean?
Don't laugh.
I mean, to live a long life, it's a typical Eastern idea. No, it's better to live a long life, to a good position. But if what you live, the length of your life is to get every morning, go to the same shop, the same stuff you're going to sell, etc. Is that fulfilling? It's a question that comes out. You know?
But I think, as my understanding, for the old generation, the Lombard is. You have a job which is now far away from your home. It means you don't need to take a lot of time for company, and you don't need to be so much busy. Easier to finish your job, but you are lots of money. And that's the idea for the old generation. And then you got a job, you get married, you have your own family. Of course, you have to buy your own house in advance. And then you have a couple of children, or at least one kid. And when you get old, then your children, your grandchildren, they'll sometimes get back to visit you, or even better to stay with you. And that's the perfect image for the old generation.
It was the same for the generation of my grandfather. Exactly the same. You take a job, you keep going your life, you go to pension, you see your kid growing.
But not for young generations. The image for them is wrong. Yes, still some people don't want to work at all. More and more people, they prefer. They open their own shop. Could be coffee shop, could be dessert studio, anyway. They have their own space, even it's rent from the door. They run their own business. Maybe they don't earn lots of money, but they are the boss, so they charge everything. They don't need to follow the order from the other people.
Be your own boss.
Yeah. And I think for some people whose hometown is not in Taipei, part of their dream is they could get back to their hometown and to open their own business. Because it's always like they have to pass that first day to learn the skills in Taipei and enough money in Taipei to get back to hometown. Maybe they will ask like their parents, their friends, their leaders, or they collaborate with their siblings. And
it's okay, yeah? It's not that it's not okay, I don't have thoughts about it. But who are the misfits? Where are the people that don't, what happens to the people that don't have this type of life? They become criminals, they become punk rockers, they go crazy, they get depressed. What is dropping out?
I mean, there are homeless people. As my understanding, most homeless people, they are like a middle age. And some of the reason is Some of them, they don't have to mental disease. Some of them, they do. But some of them, they don't. It's wrong when they're on their
When you drop out of your own family, you risk to go out of the society as well.
Some of the 40 hours. I think some people, they just, you know, they don't contact with their family anymore, and they move too far away. So that's why some young Taiwanese people, they dream to abroad, like working holiday in Australia, and if they get enough money, they get good chance, and then they can stay there forever, working in Singapore, Europe. But I think some of them, just, for example, if you were born in Kaohsiung, and you had your family, and you just run away to Taiwan, it's more comfortable. Cases in Taiwan. But some of the young people, sometimes it's like officially your parent, okay, stop, we don't contact with each other anymore. But some of them, they just use many excuses.
Like excuses.
Yes, oh no, I'm busy working in Taipei, so that's why I cannot go back home. That's a way, and then they use the distance, try to move to another city, not to stay in the same city as their parents. And that's how they
emancipate from your friends, building distance. It's similar everywhere in the world. The more subtle thing is this. Why there is this, the reason of this unhappiness.
Ja, ich weiß, woher ich stamme. Ungesättigt gleich der Flamme glühe und verzehr ich mich. Licht wird alles, was ich fasse. Kohle alles, was ich lasse. Flamme bin ich sicherlich.
I don't know. The things that I happen to observe have that type of connotation, in which, you know, the romantic rebellion, I want to be an astronaut, you know, and therefore I steal cars and I run 300 kilometers an hour on the highway. That kind of space there isn't. It's not thought of, it's not in the mind of people. That's probably wise, eh? It's probably a wiser thing, because this kind of romantic idea that you are in front of the universe and you can say, universe, fuck off, you know? It's very romantic, comes from Sturm und Drang, it comes from Goethe, and it's very naive as well. But it's also very much in the type of capitalism that is consumerist in the West. You know, you can construct your own self, your identity, you can buy the little pieces of identity and build it around you. And here when it happens, it's very evident, it's less nuanced, it's much more interesting. You know, the K-pop type, or the intellectual type, or the bored youth type that you can observe in the street. It's very precise, the line that is archetype is very well done.
Ja, ich weiß, woher ich stamme. Ungesättigt gleich der Flamme glühe und verzehr ich mich. Licht wird alles, was ich fasse. Kohle, alles, was ich lasse. Flamme bin ich sicherlich.
About the curator, Xiaoyin.
Yeah.
Because in Taiwan.
而且小云他爷爷就是台东人。
哦、oh, ，小云's grandfather is local
from here. Yes,、yeah. I met him.
Oh,
I met him at the very very nice man. Smaller.
Small,
yeah, small with a small tractor. No, very old, but with a small tractor, he arrived. Very strong man.
And because these galleries try to give chance to young curators to practice how to make an interpretation. And it's a bishop, so
yeah.
He had told her his interest in stories. So she invites him to this project.
We were discussing with Xiaoyin. She came up with the idea.
We were made.Take all your clothes and your happiness. Pay what you owe. Don't think about it.
It's the same thing as suicide. People get very angry with people that kill themselves.
I don't know. So far in Taiwan, if you get suicide, more young people like to understand your situation. But with depression, still people say, you know, it's super common in Taiwan to get depression, so it's not.
Yeah, yeah. That's an interesting point. I feel very much for this strong judgment.Like the response to something that is emotional, it's the standard response why there has to be judgment. No but or yes and, you know, it's very much judgment. Are there other ways to express feelings that don't expose you to be judged? You know, that's more something that strikes me.It's funny, these guys are having a good time drinking beers in front of the shop. It's very familiar. In Italy they would play cards as well. They're all men, same age.
Arrigo Lorato Dino.
Yeah, but I'm also thinking...The next exhibition, if possible, I want to collaborate with like some association, like a psychiatric or something. Because we now have so many exhibitions in Taiwan, but most often they don't.
What do you think? I mean, an exhibition is a place you go to see something, to learn something, why people go to see exhibitions?
Depends. For professional.
Well, no, part of the professionals. I mean, of course, you go to see Biennale, you go with professionally, but...
I mean, curiosity, cultivate themselves.
Uh-huh. So like a way to learn. Mm.
Mm. But I also noticed some of my friends who are working art, they feel like lost exhibition is they are nothing related to their own life or experience. And they use so many skills but just want to express a super tiny and useless thing.
No, because I saw, for example, developing something like an installation in a village. What you earn is that people that comes to see it and really gets it are the people that would never go to see an exhibition in a museum.
Yeah, but now in Taiwan we have so many friends. Yeah. Now government is
so
easy
it's
to
everywhere.
Get a financial subsidy to bring the people from the rural side to the museum.
Yeah.
And there's also so many exhibitions in rural side.
No, but not for the rural side. Is what I'm asking myself and you is it's making an exhibition is something that relates with the pedagogy or it's something that relates with aesthetics?
But I think my personality, I don't like to, you know, stay in the same place and then the deep connection with the local. Because
no,
if I do so, when I leave, I will feel sorry for them. So that's why.
No. It was just a curiosity, yeah, because for me it's an open problem. Ore 12, meno 10.
so nice. You always many like a new Thailand, it is like a sunan. Misretini Wamas and I could tell him. Saturan could tell him a certain Nikawas. A Tilata Kosola Kotiswanan. How?
L'oceano mi manca perché l'indiano ci ha fatto un bagno alle Maldive tanti anni fa, andando con mia sorella che faceva lo stesso, quindi sono andato a gratis alle Maldive, grazie Barbara. L'Atlantico ci ho fatto un bagno surgelandomi il sedere a 20 anni, ma il Pacifico non l'ho mai toccato e quindi adesso questo è il suono di zio Federico. Si va a toccare l'acqua dell'Oceano Pacifico. Qui davanti a noi ci sta l'Isola Verde che si intravede nella bruma e poi più o meno niente da qui fino agli Stati Uniti d'America, mezzo mondo di distanza, pieni di bellissimi legni. Che sapore ha l'acqua dell'Oceano Pacifico.
calda, non tanto salata, meno salata del Mediterraneo.
Fantastico. Strange place you made piercing. People, what type of piercing they ask most? Nose or ears?
Yeah. This like a grown-out kid. When you are 18 or you are high school or you are anyway, you can. I must say, I can get piercing. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. So. That's mostly, and mostly boys or girls?
Boys, like, no.
Boys, they don't take the rehearing. Yeah,
not much.
It was very much, when I was young, it was very much something that boys would do. To pierce their ear, maybe one.
Thank you.
well, I'm baptized. I'm baptized. In Italy, everybody's baptized, more or less. My mother.
Jesus is Savior.
Yeah.
As from you believe Jesus until forever, never change.
Yeah, well, I grew in the Christian religion, yes. But in Italy, yes. But I myself, I'm agnostic. So I don't believe that there is a God, but I don't believe also that there isn't God. I'm looking for, searching. Yes. So it's good to pray. Pray is good. I thought you were rehearsing for a play.
We were looking for God. God looking for you.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
God loves you. Every time, everywhere, you thinking God.
Yeah, that's important.
Yes,
important.
Very good.
We were